Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. An appointment with favor. We read from Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, but I will take us back two verses from verse 19. Exodus chapter 3, verse 19 to 21, King James Version. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No! But by a mighty hand. There are some things that only respond to power. There are gates of new seasons that don't open except with power. He said he will not let you go. No, he will not. Except by what? A mighty hand. Verse 20. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand. Come on, say my hand. Come on, say my hand. He said, God said, I will stretch forth my hand. The hand of God in scripture is the spirit of God. I will stretch out my spirit and I will smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, what will happen? He will let you go. You cannot negotiate your way to pass through the gates. The King of Glory must be with you. Some of us talk too much. What you need is the King of Glory. Give me verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it will come to pass that when you go, you will not go empty. Come on, say hey louder, amen. Amen. Come on, let me preach to your neighbor, you will not go empty. You are not coming into 2024 empty. You are coming loaded with the blessings of the Lord. You are coming loaded with the grace of God and with the help from God. You are going to get help from heaven. You will not go empty. Listen to me. They have deprived you for so long. But God says in this season of favor, this season of settlement, you will not go empty. I say you will not go empty. Listen to me. Where you have labored is not necessarily where you get your reward. But God's commitment to you is that you will not go empty. Come on, say a louder amen. That amen is still weak. I want you to prophesy, I will not go empty. I will not go empty in the name of Jesus. Sometimes people count the favor of God as partiality. But no. The children of Israel were in bondage for so many years. They came into that land on the strength of their forefather Joseph, who was a child of covenant, a son of inheritance. But after Joseph died, another Pharaoh rose. Listen, there are some of us here who need to pray fervently. As you are praying to secure the gates for 2024, there are men and women that God will put in your path. Nothing must happen to them. The affliction of Israel didn't start until Joseph died. Your Joseph must not die. I say your Joseph will not die. No matter how graced or blessed you are, there will always be men that God will put in your path. God will never make a man self-sufficient. That is why the journey of destiny requires humility. Because the person the Lord might put in your path might be a child. And if you are someone that does not see anybody else as significant, you will miss out. When I was in Sokoto State for my youth service, I used to pray with my friend. We used to pray every day. And on this particular day, my friend gave me a prophetic word. And he said, "For thus saith the Lord, I will send you to the city of Lagos." That's error number one. Because I have no business in Lagos. The only business I have in Lagos will be taken out of Lagos. Who happens to be my wife? She will be taken out. So it's a secret plan. You know, Yoruba people will say, knowing your mind what you want to do. There's a way they say it in Yoruba, but the meaning is that way you won't do. Just know I'm for your mind. No talker. Because some of you have been talking too much. That's why you're having problem. Your best friend is your best fiend. It's not your best friend. So my plan was that when we got married, I would relocate down to Ife, where I would be a university teacher. And I love the scenery of the campus. Green grass. Not the type we have at VGC. It's really growing. I even threatened my wife. I said, better get transfer and come to Ife branch. Because we are not leaving. Looking back, I realized it must have taken the grace of God for my wife to marry me. If I was her, I would have run away. This man wants to destroy my destiny. But I was just a zealous person. A lot of energy without wisdom. But Pastor Ralph gave me a prophecy. Say, for thus saith the Lord, I will send you to Lagos. That's error number one. That prophecy cannot be from God. I hope you know that God can speak a prophetic word that you don't agree with. It's not a prophecy because you like it. God, what God says, he doesn't care about your status. God is looking at the future. You see, the you need to be for the future. You need to die to a part of you now. The limitation you are experiencing now is because of the you that we are seeing. You need to die and, like a seed, go into the ground and grow and morph into something new. Anyone that refuses to change and keep adjusting will be a child of the past. When we marry, just have 2 bedroom. What are we doing? We are here for Jesus. It was just a few days to our wedding that my brother-in-law called me and said, I hope you know your wife likes big cars. I never knew for 8 years. And I dare tell you, there are things about your wife you don't know. Don't ask her. Just believe. You only know what she wants you to know. I was looking at her like this. I could not even say, is it true? Because all the revelations I've been sharing, we'll live in 2 bedroom, we'll use all our money for the gospel. All the time she kept quiet, I thought she was agreeing. You don't know. Please, as you're asking, talking to people, be asking, are we on the same? Because sometimes people just keep quiet because they don't want your wala. The prophetic word came and said, I'm going to send you to Lagos. You are going to be a pastor. You are going to operate in the healing anointing. You are going to be a prophet. I took the other ones. But you see that Lagos, I'm pastoring. No. Because I know that when you decide to become a pastor, your life becomes very restrictive. You can't eat Bonvita on the road. Okay. Do you know those sachet Bonvita? And Milo? You can't do it again. You can't eat bread on the main road. Like, just be. Say, is that your pastor? Say, I saw him eating bread under the bridge. So I like my freedom. I'm telling you. Some of you, it's better just be church members. You see, the day you become pastors, we will not give you 10 commandments, one that's not in the Bible, but we'll give you. Number one, you cannot eat bread on the main road, even if you are dying. My friend who is a pastor in Christ's embassy, they have those rules. So you see, you won't know until they ordain you. You won't know. When they call, I say, oh, let's stretch our hands to our pastors. People will be clapping. Congratulations. Go and ask them. From today, you cannot wear singlet and go to the gate. From today, you cannot be so hungry and you buy Milo, know that you are just, you tear it. Say, Pastor, I'm the only one there. I say, you cannot do it. My friend in Christ's embassy, you see, there is a character for that is required for your destiny. Some things that were not necessarily restricted from others, the Lord will take you away from it. Like the Lord told Prophet Maurice Cerullo, don't watch TV again. And he was on TV. No, what he said to him was, don't listen to the news. So when Benin comes, did you see that news? He said, I don't listen to the news. I listen to God, I don't listen to news. It's his word. What about the program we are going for tomorrow? See, if you don't want to talk about news, can we talk about the program? The private consecrations. After I got that prophetic word, I moved back to Ondo State. Then I traveled for a program in my school, my alma mater. And I met a young girl. She was 17 years old. 16 into 17. She was a pre-degree student. Please understand that I was already in the job market. Even though I was not applying because I didn't know anyone, I didn't know anything. I was like a man with a big ship, like Peter, who was toiling, but catching nothing. There's a level where you are applying and they are telling you, you didn't pass the test. There's another level where you are not even aware of where the job is. Not to talk of applying. I didn't know where the job was. So I met this girl. Oh, Pastor Bing, I heard so much about you. I really feel so connected to you. Hey, I'm just looking at this fine girl. Like, wow. Say, what's your name? Say, I'm Kemi. How many Kemis are in this church, sir? It's not you. I've seen some of them. That's how we connected. And then she happened to live in my eldest sister's estate. So every time I go check on my sister, I will see her. And then she said to me, Pastor, I feel like you, it's time you want to walk, eh? I say, yes. It's just a normal conversation. Just took my hand. Said, Daddy, this is Pastor Gwenga. Give him a job. 17. I say, your Joseph will not die. If you like, continue 2024, look down everybody, including your children's teacher. The life of the spirit does not allow pride. There's no room for it. You are PhD, professor, it's in your pocket. You better calm down so that your Joseph can help you. Potiphar did not prosper until Joseph came, but he was a slave. This is the wisdom for next year. Don't look down on people. Some of you became so proud. Everybody know you that you are great, so nobody could help you. Meanwhile, you don't have money in your pocket. You're proud. You're a proud Yoruba man. The guy just took me to the dad. The man did not even ask me what I studied. He just picked his phone in the days of GSM Nokia 3310. Shegumba Oni. One of my sons. Maybe the man just felt like, okay, this guy has graduated. By the time my daughter, you know. And he's a Christian. Say, Alpha, what's happening? Oshoniba. He said, okay, just send the CV to me. I've been at home for 3 months. The only interview I went for, I get crashed. They didn't call me. I get crashed. You know what it means to get crashed? You fight your way in. Because your name is not on the list. Just enter first. And it was for a teaching job. Pay 17,000. I went to school and graduated for 17,000. But somewhere in my head, I was thinking that, okay, if I even get this job, I'll pay my tithe. I'll have money to be doing crusade and evangelism. I was not even thinking, if I really feel for my wife. I was sent to destroy her. Because all my vision... It's not the same. Some of the things you like in people, they've journeyed. People have journeyed. The only person that is not journeying is you. So I don't know, all my friends, they forgot me. Madam, journey. Start your journey. As you grow, other people on that path, you'll be meeting them. Don't sit down and say, when we're in this village, all our friends, when we come for Christmas, we'll sit under. Nobody is going to sit under the tree again. Nobody will sit down and drink shekpe with you. People are now giving their life to Christ. People are becoming, people are leaving the country. People are having international business. If you have to meet with Bill Gates on Monday, meet with Otedola on Tuesday, and meet with Dangote, Mark Zuckerberg, how much time do you have for clubbing? Because your brain has to be correct. See, actually, I don't drink. You cannot drink. The meeting with Dangote is 12 midnight. It's a 15 minutes meeting. You have to, you have to determine what you are going to talk about. There's no time for as far as your family. Is that why you are here? To ask me about my family? How much is the project? And it's in dollars. Say, Dangote, so how far? That your, see, forget about me. Because I have another meeting 12:15. Those guys meet at night, if you don't know. They don't sleep the way you sleep. Pray, you cannot pray. Okay, do meeting deny, you cannot do meeting. It was this 17-year-old girl. Then she said to me, say, Pastor, my family just won this visa lottery. We are leaving. I'm not going to stay in Akumba. I said, wow. Say, Pastor, this job is for you to work for 2 years, then we move you. Wow. Oh my. See how God just arranged my life. By now, I would have been a citizen. Say, hello Nigeria, how are you doing this morning? The plan was set. I don't know why the girl just like me, just 17 years old. Say, just work for 2 years. Save your salary. Don't spend it. So when it's time to file, there will be enough money. This was the year 2007. Your Joseph will not die. Amen. There are people that will be sent to you to help you. They will even know why. I say, you have the same name with my mother. Yeah. Haven't you heard those things?
Yeah.
You have the same name with my mother. I must help you. You will get a job without interview. You've not heard of those things. She's my sister. That's it. He won't even ask you if you know the work or not. Just that's it. 250,000. You that you've been praying and fasting. Men are doors. When God wants to help you, we bring men. What are you talking about? You can't treat people anyhow and go forward. Tell your neighbor, fix your attitude. I could have met that girl. That day I met that girl, I was there to preach. I could have said, oh, God bless you. Receive the anointing. Our job is not to fall under the anointing that day. Our job is to lead me into the next phase. You may be my anointed, but she was sent to you. She was sent, but she's 17. Like the girl that was sent to Naaman. She was a servant. Says, sir, I don't know if you can go to my... It's not everything that is shaka, baton, yakasa, bayaka, the toss yet. Everything cannot be like that. Say, sir, there's one prophet who, if you ask her, she doesn't know where the prophet's house is. But there's a prophet in Israel. If you see him, all these things... The prophet did not even come out to see the man. Just say, tell him to go and bait. There's one dirty river there. You should go there. You'll be fine. If the man had not even heard the voice of wisdom and obeyed, you see that many times it's not the devil, though. It's just this our pride. I'm from Ohafia. It's this pride. That's it. A girl was sent to, because God knows that there is no way on earth. I don't know where Oshoni Bank is. If I go to Oshoni Bank in Akure Alagbaka Road, I will walk past it. I'm not talking of head office. I don't have business there. I graduated, I walked into GT Bank as a graduate, opened my first account with zero balance. Not 1,000. Zero balance. No ID card. No NI. No BVN. Just give me account number. By the grace of God, money will enter this account. I'm still using that account today. Then Zenit will say, no, if you don't have 250,000, if you don't have 50,000, you cannot open account in Zenit. I know branch. I went to the one that says zero balance. Know your level. And I collected my account number, 1,000, 1,500. The day I went to collect ATM card, I sat there, I relaxed. The old money in the account was the money they debited for the ATM card. Don't envy people. Listen to their stories. So that the day God decides to bless you, don't apologize. The day God decides to bless you, don't apologize. Don't, because it's your time for settlement. You really want to be blessed by men? Sit down, let them tell you their story. You will now know why they are calm. This young lady led me. The mother too was looking at me. She said, nurse, like, okay, okay. You know, it's just that now that I'm a pastor, fasting has destroyed my life. In those days, I had one baby face like that. In those days, you want God to use you, you go yourself go no. I used to be very young. And I talk well. No money, but I talk well. The mother liked me. And then I told her my sister lives across here. They both worked with Ondo State government, but they got me a job in a bank, and I was any more than them. Please, process. They are civil servants. My mom was an head teacher. As a head teacher in the school, she wasn't earning 40,000. Anybody who knows the way state governments pay, you know they don't really pay so well. Huh? But they got me a job. First salary, 77,000. First allowance, 77,000. 3 months time, 112. 6 months time, 196,000. I could not tell my mom my salary because she would pass out. But it was a 70. Oh God. Your Joseph will not die. Yeah. It's not always about how brilliant you are. It's about who you are connected to. You can be brilliant, but you may not have any man to help you into the river. Say, for when I'm about to step into the water, another man goes in before me. Jesus asked a question. Do you want to be made whole? He started telling us the story of you cannot beat those who have legs. Your legs are withered. You cannot beat them. You need help. Come on, say, I need help. Go and look at those who are doing well in your industry. There's nothing special they are doing. You attend the same Zoom meeting with them. You attend the same Teams meeting. There's nothing special except that they were settled. I say you'll be settled. The honor of kings is coming to you this new year. I said the honor of kings is coming to you this new year. That amen is weak. That amen is weak. Now receive it in the name of Jesus. That scripture we read in Ezra chapter 6, he said they prospered by the prophesying of Edo and Agai. Prophecy is meant for your profiting. Prophecy is meant for your profiting. For whatever that young lady must have felt, the plan is for me to come to the US. But God's plan was responding to the prophecy I received in Sokoto State, saying that I would move to Lagos and I will serve God. How do you get to Lagos? I don't know. God knows. Trust Him. He will help you. He will help your children. He will help you. And He will help your children. God's covenant over your life will not end with you. God will transfer it to your children. They will be blessed because of you. I say your children will be blessed because of you. Say, as I was with your father David, that's covenant. That's covenant. That one did not end with Old Testament. As I was with your father David, so I will be with you. I got a job. In 1 year, my salary was increased 3 times. I didn't do anything. They just increased it. By the time I came back from training school, I was earning 200,000. So 2008, I could not tell anybody because I was living in one room where every time the thunder strikes and the rain falls, my TV would just do poop. There's one sharp multi, that sharp 14 inches, very popular in those days. Every time there's thunder and lightning outside, you don't hear poop. Pastor Desmond and myself will be watching the TV. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, Channels News, 10 p.m. You don't hear poop. We don't look outside. Ah, thunder. That's how rich we were. We were so rich. The man repairing the TV now bought the spare part for the power because he knows we come every week. If we don't come this week, we'll come next week. He just bought it and kept. He knows we are coming. Because the TV always develops that problem at very odd hours. Sumaila, how are you there? He said, I carry the TV come. Just remove the part, put the new one, said to him. Customer, good customer. The lady moved to the US and God ended the conversation for relocation. Why? That is where our journey ends. If I had gone to the US, forget toss here the Lord. It's time to pay back. Come and marry. Or you know, go marry. You don't know anything. You have to be smart, like a fox. Meanwhile, I stood before the holy mountain of the Lord and said, the Lord even told me in the realm of the spirit that this is my wife. But now America has come. The man that was laboring, is he laboring for nothing? Know where people's job ends with you. They might have been sent, but it is possible for them to overstretch their boundaries. So it is your own job to say, this is where this person's assignment ends. It's your own job. We are still in touch anyway. And funny enough, she's also a minister. She's a minister of the gospel now. She talks through her nose now. Then she has this Accra accent. But now, hey, first of all, you know, I say, show you boy over, sha. Ah, I'm going to boy over. I beg. Now, verse what God say, make I day. You, make you day your day. Make I day my day. As we step into the new year, watch out for those God is bringing your path. One of the ways you will know those people, that the Satan will contend for that relationship with you. Did you hear what I said? Those people God is putting in your life. You see, they might be in your life for 5 years, but God is preparing them to be your savior in the sixth year. Satan will contend for that relationship, that you and this person must not be close. Have you ever met people that you not really like they were doing anything for you, but your heart you just accept them. You love them. You are possessive, you are jealous over them. But it's not like you guys are doing anything for each other. You are just friends or you are just close. When it is time for that relationship to count, Satan will contend for it. Why was it when Jesus was about to die and appoint Peter that Satan contended? Satan took 2 apostles in 1 day. 1 treasurer, 1 pastor. And I tell you, today, whoever survived that temptation will be the next pastor. Yes. If Peter had failed, Judas would, not John, Judas. God, the one that is faithful in little should be giving much. Judas was the one holding money. But God will never make a thief a pastor. The temptation did not go to John. It went to Judas and Peter. Those were the two people, their names. One of those people will come out of that trial. You will not fail. Some of the things that are happening to you and you are complaining, you are being tried for your next season. You are being tried. You don't know. Say, God, how long? Minus 10 marks. Minus 10. Minus 10. God, how long? Have you ever been in a problem, Tina? Buki, have you ever been in a challenge and you are praying for others? God was answering instantly. And you are like, eh? How come? Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, Pastor, don't pray. I'm hid. You just came out of 3 days fasting and prayer. Shadabaya, shadabaya. Holy Ghost, sweat, sweat, sweat. And because the electric was so nice, they didn't give you light. You are drinking water and sweating. With mosquitoes to do their own part of the of the transaction. And you prayed. And after 3 days, you didn't hear, my daughter, it is settled. And my sister just came. What is it? This is an affliction. Power! Pastor, like magic. Hey. And I say, okay, you be going. God, I beg, what is happening here? When I pray for others, contradictions in destinies. When I call upon you for others, you answer. When I talk to you about myself, you don't say one word. You are not even saying continue to pray. You leave me. Well, what kind of contradiction in destiny is this? The scripture says that Joseph was kept in bondage until the time his word came. For every season, every new season in your life to count, you are not the first person that will talk. The heavens will talk. But you may not hear that proclamation. What you will see is that in the day of his power, the people shall be what? So, there are people who heard the summon of heaven and they, for some reason, started rising towards you. They may not even know why. They will start calling you. Ah, how far? It's been a while. You, in your mind, these ones are here to waste your time. They will begin to reach out to you. Ah, how far? Let's connect. Let's see. What are you doing tomorrow? For you, you are not sensitive that every time men rise suddenly, it is because the heavens have declared the day of his power. The day that God has chosen to reveal his power in your life, you will see men. They are not necessarily people you have helped to. They will just rise because they heard the summon. When God said to Elijah, go to the widow of Zarephath, I've commanded her to feed you. Did she hear anything? The willingness to respond to the prophetic word was the sign that God had sent her to Elijah. Don't die at your brook of Cherith. Cherith is just for a season. Even the people, the ravens that God sent to feed Elijah, they were hungry because there was famine in the land. And God mandated them to be working for a man who sat by the river, singing songs by the river of Babylon. Here we sat down. The man is not doing anything. He just sat there. We'll go and look for food. Come and give him. And you are not permitted to eat inside. So even the birds are angry. There are people that will be angry, but God will tell them, take care of this person. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They won't know why. They just feel compelled. Oh God. Go into the new year with the mindset of heaven shining on you. Don't go in with that mindset that you are going to struggle. Your labor will be calculated around the environment that God has placed you and has required you to be. Let me quickly rush and tidy this up. I've said some things right now. Because God's commitment to us is that we will not go empty. Come on, say amen. Amen. There's somebody here. There will be no announcement for in your office. There will be no news about a promotion. Eh? There will be no news. But somebody will leave that office and you'll be asked to take that person's seat. And they will give you the package that is commensurate to that level. Let me tell you something about God. God doesn't sack people. He will promote one so that he can promote another. So God will make provision for that person to go elsewhere that is good for him. And then that seat will be vacant. And that day that the thing will be vacant, you will be the only one in the office. Come on, say, I receive it. Your career will not end because of a man. Your career will be advanced by men. Do you know that since 1999, when we moved to our democratic, so-called democratic experience, do you know there are people who are not in politics, but they have been in the government house since then? Since then, please. A child of that was born 99, how old is he now? 1999. 24. Hey, oh boy. 24. Oh, my, don't they old, though? 24. Wow. Stop calling yourself young man again. If you are born before the year 1994, stop calling yourself young man. We are in the same generation. 24. Some people have been in government. They were in their state government house. They were at the National Assembly. They got one appointment. They were at this. Because every time God wants to raise a man, he will put a man in front of that person. The person will just make a decision for him. Like, we just needed a person to be there. But for God, that's your promotion letter. Come on, say amen. Amen. You will not go empty. Amen. Let's read one more scripture. I have like 10 scriptures actually. But... in Exodus chapter 11 verse 3. Exodus 11:3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was what? Was what? This man that we are talking about, when he returned to Egypt, he had a bounty over his head. He was a wanted man. You know what it means to be wanted? That means arrest at sight. If necessary, shoot at sight. That's what it means. He was going to die. Killing an Egyptian is likened to killing an American today. The whole country will come after you. This man killed an Egyptian. There was a bounty. Look at how many years. He ran away at the age of 40. At the age of 80, they were still looking for him. That if he's alive or his son, he must be brought to book. And God now sent Moses back to where he was a wanted man. But God gave him some. God glorified him. God glorified him. The Bible said, this man Moses, this man, this woman Loretta, this woman Buki, this man was what? Very great. Excuse me, where was he great? In the place where he had contention. You want to be great? It won't be without warfare. There's no way to test your anointing than to put you in the midst of warfare. That's how we know your level. Now when you're speaking in tongues like an American. When they open your fire in the Marine Kingdom. I was listening to a pastor yesterday, 2 nights ago. He said he was praying in Benin City. Five of them. And the way they pray in those days, they only use benches. They don't use chairs, benches, because 2 benches must break before they finish the prayer. They pray. You know, have you seen a Benin man pray before? Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Have you seen a Niger Delta man pray? Do you know the way they clap? You people are educated people here. I want to look for a church where people are not saying, so who can pray well. He said as they were praying, all of a sudden they saw a woman sitting in their midst. He stopped his pastor's friend and said, one of them was, he said, Holy God. He said, keep quiet. Look, what is this? Who are you? Sir, I'm from the Mediterranean Sea. How did you get here? Say, your prayer attracted me. God forbid, Bati. The prayer said, we'll never see the answer. The prayer was so hot. It did not, it cleared out. What is this ocean beside us? Pacific, I'll be which one? It went as far as Mediterranean, Southern Europe. Dragged the, and I said, so who are you there? So I'm the vice queen of the coast. Assistant queen of the coast. Mediterranean Sea. In Benin City. Say, die, die, die. You never see something. When you see something, you shall die. When you see a mermaid, cross leg in your church, sit in front. As you are preaching, just see across. They say, everybody begin to shout, fire, fire, fire. People will not know why you are shouting. Because if you tell them the lady is here, everybody will clear. You cannot learn greatness outside warfare. Don't be tired. Huh? If you keep fighting, the devil will tire. He will tire out. He will weary. Say, this man, Moses, give me that scripture, was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. What does that mean? That man was anointed. But what people didn't know was that God said to Moses, today, I have made you a god to Pharaoh. Now, what you need to know is that in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh was worshipped as a god. So, Moses became a god of gods. One man, mortal man. God made him a god to gods. Do you know your value? Do you know Moses was not born again? Do you know the weight of the spirit that is in you? That 2024, you should be riding on eagle's wings. Do you know? This thing is revelation. If it doesn't hit your spirit, you can't walk in it. He said he was great on every level. Everywhere he comes, a wanted man will enter Pharaoh's palace. Everybody will be clearing from the road. He was a wanted man. But no, you can't touch him again. You can't touch him again. If he stretches his rod to you, something can happen to you. Even Pharaoh, even though he was angry, was managing Moses. He didn't want to. He was angry, but he was trying to use time. Because one man turned the whole river in Egypt to blood. One man challenged the gods of Egypt and they ran away. One day Pharaoh said, Moses, this relationship is not working. Come and be going. It's not by force to marry. Come and be going. Say, go, but leave the people. Moses said, no. No. Moses that ran away when he killed a man from servants, so said, no. Even our chickens and our goats and even the one that just gave, he said, we will not leave pencil. It takes greatness to negotiate. It takes influence to negotiate. Because the person you are negotiating, if he says no, there will be impact. It will feed the impact of your decision. Grow in the spirit in 2024. So that when your enemies rise in the realm of spirit against you, you will just speak, say, I shut the heavens against you. Pow! They won't be able to fly. Oh. Don't be lazy this year. Because this season is a season for settlement. I'm telling you. God has given us these scriptures to let us know that what he did before, he can do again. And men like Moses will arise in this season. Amen. That amen is weak. Amen. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 23. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Come on, are you seeing this? Now, you are going to insert your name in that spot where you have Naphtali. Are you ready? I want us to read it together, prophetically. That section where you have, oh Naphtali, this Naphtali, you put your name there. Are you ready? One, two, go. Okay, give me King James. New King James. This one is advanced. Let's read again. He said, be satisfied with favor. Not in beats. Be satisfied. Drink from the river of favor. He said, be satisfied. There's a level of blessing where those who give to you know that they will be blessed because they are giving to you. It's a river. It's not a one-time thing. It is a realm. It is a realm, Tina. It is a realm. A realm where you are satisfied. No man can say no to you. Because they know that the last time they blessed you, they saw what happened to them. God said to Abraham, say from today, whosoever blesses you is automatically blessed. That means if you have a generational curse, there are people you meet and you bless, the curse will be reversed. Oh, people die in this family. People do. Go and meet an Abraham. Bless him. Say whosoever blesses you. I don't care whether it's from the marine kingdom or from the highest level of spiritual satanic authority. It will be reversed. But Abraham was just a farmer. He didn't even claim to be a prophet, even though he was one. But look at the weight of glory in his spirit. That if you smile to Abraham, you are blessed. The heavens will smile at you. Oh my God, make me like Abraham. That is a level. It's a dimension. How you will know? Somebody will just do something, a little favor, and we come back and see, see what happened. The realm has opened. That means the realm has opened. The realm has opened. You are satisfied with favor. You are satisfied. You are not begging. You live in a river, in a realm called favor. It's a realm. Oh my God. That is your oxygen. That is your environment. Give me that scripture. He said, oh Naphtali. This is a prophecy for Naphtali. He said, you are satisfied with favor. Do you know what favor means? It means everything about your life is not a product of hard work and labor. Are you praying? He said, oh Naphtali, he said, this is my prophet. You are satisfied with favor and you are full of the blessing. Come on, say, I'm full of the blessing of the Lord. Prophesy again, say, I'm full of the blessing of the Lord. My spirit is full of the blessing of the Lord. My soul is full of the blessing of the Lord. My body is full of the blessing of the Lord. My family is full of the blessing of the Lord. And by this blessing, you possess the West and you possess the South. Where is the West? Is it left or right? Huh? Left. Where is the South? West is right. Where is North? Where is North? North? Okay. The money people are looking for will not allow you to know. This thing was geography SS1. Oh. All the things they taught you that you did not even use when you graduated. All of you are just doing hand like this. Please, who has the correct answer? North, South. east, west. Somebody said, west is like this, south is like this. Any answer is correct. Because even the person that will mark it did not even know the answer. Let me tell you why I asked that question. Possess the West, that means God expects your greatness to expand. Anything that is on a linear graph from where you are, you can possess it. That means if it is something you can see from a distance, it's yours. You didn't get it. I say if you can see it, there's a vacancy and you can see it. There's an opportunity and you can see it. When you close your eyes, you already see yourself in that place. You can take it. Your south is behind you. Huh? Which means whatever you have lost, you can go back and recover it. Are you with me now? You can recover times and seasons. Come on, say amen. Yeah. I say you can recover times and seasons. Yeah. You don't need to have a better yesterday. You can recover times and seasons. This is a very powerful prophecy. Please, can you pray this prayer into your life now? Please, pray it into your life. Quickly, 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 quickly. Receive it, receive it. Rapa kutaya kasia. Manduke paida. Yelekuna. Zataka. Brusetalia. Brushepa lizataida zuka taina masila era bando ruse kata kara sadi amasala. Possess the west and the south. If you don't want to pray, just pray for me. Possess thou the west and the south. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's round up here. Psalm 44, verse 3. Psalm 44 and verse 3. Oh, I want you to declare I'm blessed. The realm of the spirit is not a realm that answers to hustling and struggling. Whatever is yours will come to you now. I say, whatever is yours will come to you. Whatever is yours will come to you. That is the advantage that children of God have. I say, whatever is yours in 2024 is coming to you. We joy, we withdraw water from the wells of salvation. From the wells of salvation, we joy, we withdraw water from the wells of salvation, from the wells of salvation, we joy. From the wells of salvation. From the wells of salvation.
That is scripture. Get me that song. I'm waiting for you. That is a scripture that captures how things are received spiritually. When they were going to take Jericho, when what you are planning to take over, it's something like a city. You must have the ferociousness of a lion, the ability to scream and take it. the ability to scream and take it. Have you now? Don't forget the pun. No pun intended. Eh? But when you see Ronaldo on a sprint towards the goalpost, you one of the things you will notice in one of those special Ronaldo goals or Messi, you will see the crowd. They will get up and they will start screaming. It's not in the post yet, but from that position, they know that it is a no-brainer. They start screaming. They start screaming. He begins to ride on the energy of that noise. He cannot miss again. He cannot miss. It's as if the whole stadium is going into that post. And the moment the ball goes in, you see the frenzy. You will be as an army. I said the force that comes from your life will be like an army. Oh, you don't get it. You don't get it. You will be likened as 100,000 men in one. That means you become indispensable. When you come into the room, people will heave a sigh of relief because they know that you are here. Tobechuku, you are here. There's solution. I said there's solution. Your presence, your name will be synonymous with solutions. Because you alone, you will be as 100,000 men. But you see, the instrument here is the instrument of worship. A shout. Give me that scripture in Isaiah, or Psalms. Say, for they got not the land in their possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them. But your right hand and thy arm and the light of your countenance, because thou hast favor unto them. Listen, 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 guys. As we come into the new year, our worship must be reflective in our attitude. Worship him like a crazy person. Worship him because the worship starts in your belly. Scripture says, out of your belly shall flow rivers. One of those rivers is worship. Say, with joy, we will draw waters from the wells of salvation. That means there are wells in the realm of the spirit that are called salvation. When you drink from those rivers, from those wells, it doesn't matter the situation, salvation will be administered. And the pathway to this river is joy. The scripture says, I rejoice as your word, as one that found great spoil. The excitement was matched with how you feel when you are given a gift. When you find like $1 million and they say it's for you. That excitement that you will not sleep for 3 days and you will not feel tired. That's what God compared it with. Anything that takes away your joy and your excitement for the Lord and for the house in 2024 is an attack. Every time you wake up in the morning and you feel like God is far away from you, my brother, you're under attack. You're under attack. Don't say it's a mood swing, it's an attack. He said, it was your right hand that saved them because you had favor unto them. Listen, God's first commitment is to his sons. God's first commitment is to his children. Listen to me, and if you are here in this meeting and you are a child of God, I want you to know that God's mighty hand is stretched over you, and that is a sign of his favor towards your family. It's a sign of his favor towards your life. God will never start a project and leave it uncompleted, because he is not just a good starter, he is a good finisher. The Bible says he looked at everything he has made and he said they were very good. Very good. Your life will not be an uncompleted project. God is committed to finishing what he has started. I say God is committed to finishing what he has started. If you believe, rise on your feet. God is committed to finishing what he has started. I say God is committed to finishing what he has started. Begin to bless him and begin to magnify him and begin to give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Jandele bakuran de kazata yedabasa. Rabashanda le.